thank you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Oh, that we come so gladly to the courts of the Lord. Oh, into the throne room of grace this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Rejoicing in the Lamb. How beautiful is our beloved Jesus. Thank you, Father, for Him. Lord, help us to delight in how highly favored we are in Christ. Thank you, Lord, that it is Christ in us, the hope of glory. Thank you, Father, that you think that of us. Hallelujah. You see us only as your sons, only because of the blood of the Lamb of God. Thank you for the simplicity of the gospel of Christ. Thank you for the beauty and the simplicity of salvation. Whosoever believeth in me. Lord, if there's a life here this morning that does not believe in you as their Savior, Lord, right now in Jesus' name, have them to call out to you. I believe you, Jesus. You are my Savior. Come into my life. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you for that beautiful, beautiful message of salvation, that great grace that came down in the vessel, the only vessel, your Son, Jesus. Thank you for Him. Thank you this day, Lord God, that again we just rejoice and magnify Him. We thank you again for the beauty of our Lord. And Lord, help us to grow in His grace, in this wonderful grace, and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Oh, my. Pray for me this morning. He does it. You know, by Him all things hold together and consist. And you may need me to get a little bit unsober for your sake. But we're just going to leave that to Him. But praise God, we've been continuing on. Isn't that wonderful? Just continuing on. And that's that word, continue. And brothers and sisters, never forget that precious word in our lives and in the Word of God. That word continue means to remain, be as what God has made you. Don't try to be something that you are not. But just again, to settle down, praise the Lord, in that life that lives in you. Now we have gone the last couple weeks to continue in the love of Christ. To last week, to continue in the grace of God. And today, it's going to be continue in the faith. Praise God. Continue. Be, to remain as what you are. Don't try to be something else. Be as what you are in faith. Now, open your Bibles to Acts chapter 14. And here's the verse that Brother Paul and Barnabas are encouraging these precious disciples. Again, just pouring out the love of God that's in their hearts to them. And in Acts 14:22, it says, "And he confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith. And that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God." Praise His name. To continue in faith, brothers and sisters. We are born of God by faith. Isn't that wonderful? By grace through faith. In 1 John, as it says there in chapter 5, and I love this precious scripture. There's so many wonderful scriptures in 1 John, but in 1 John 5, verse 4, it says, "For whatsoever is born of God." Isn't that precious? He gives you whosoever. Now it's just whatsoever. Praise His name. Sometimes we don't act like a who. We're just like a what. And I thank how God is so sweet in His encouraging to our lives. And again, to get over ourselves and to don't think that we're too wicked for God. That's the one, praise the Lord, that He'll go after. For whatsoever, hallelujah, is born of God overcomes the world. Did you hear that? Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. The victory is our faith. Praise God, the victory is in Him. And that's what He's telling us, remain who we are in faith. Praise Jesus. Romans 3:28 tells us we are justified by faith. Listen to this. We are justified by faith without the works of the law. Praise God. That is so wonderful. Tells you that again in Ephesians, and it comes back again at you in Galatians. We are justified by faith without the works of the law. Praise Jesus. Yes, and therefore, in Romans 3:27, then our boasting, our complete happiness, our rejoicing, our everything, our life is not in the works of the law. It's not in good deeds, brothers and sisters. It's all in and by faith. Faith produces everything, again, by grace through faith. So, not only does this word encourage us in faith, not only do we know our lives are by faith, but praise God, you go over to Galatians here, in Galatians 2:20. And what a precious and marvelous verse of encouragement to who we are, the reality of the life we live, that our purpose in life, everything about every breath we ever take, every thought that we ever have. It truly, if there's a verse that it's contained in, it's right here in Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Praise be to God. That precious, that acknowledgement, that public profession, in a sense, of our faith when we're baptized, this sweet tank, speaking of, you know, going down underneath that water, we are crucified with Christ. And here we're raised back up. And it says right here, nevertheless, I live. Yet see, when you're raised back up, praise God, it's not you that live anymore, but it's Christ that lives in me. And the life which I now live, not the life that I'm someday going to live, the life that I now live in this flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Praise Jesus. Once again, let's rejoice that the life that we live, and you only have one life, and this is the life that you have right now, you live by the faith of the Son of God. That's it. You do not live any other way. You live by faith. And that is why, praise God, as Romans 5:1 tells us, we always, always have peace with God. Amen. If you're a child of God today, you've got peace with God. You may be very disobedient at this moment. You may have been acting up a lot lately. You may have been acting like anything but a Christian. But because of the blood of Jesus in your life, you have peace with God. You're his son. He loves you. He's for you. He's not for the disobedience, in a sense, in your life, because that's not who you are. He's for you to live who you are. He's for you to live, praise God, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise Jesus. The marvelous reality, again, of this life that now lives in us. By faith. By faith. Praise his name. And one of the great reasons that we come to church, why we're here today, we know it pleases God. Amen. See, we gather because we know that this faith, as it says in Romans 10:17, that faith comes by hearing. Did you hear that? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing the word of God. That's how we get faith. And then it tells us right there in Hebrews 11:6 that it's impossible to please God. Did you hear that? It's impossible to please God without faith. What that's saying to you is there's no other way to please God without faith. And he tells us very clearly the only way you're going to get faith is to hear the word of God. So praise the Lord, we're here today, and you know what? You're hearing the word of God, and that's building faith in your life, and praise to God, you are pleasing him. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? You're not out there serving and doing and building and whatever you think you need to be doing, and get that away. What you need to be doing is hearing. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. You hear the Word of God. You feed on the Word of God. The after effects will be wonderful works of faith. That's the faith, praise God, that comes forth that's pleasing to God. That's the faith without works that is dead. You hear the Word of God. You grow in faith. You'll never have to worry about that. You'll have works in your life. But they'll be the works of the Lord. And the works of the Lord are often not what man wants to see or what man thinks. The works of the Lord will be like a Mary that has chosen the better part, that is sitting at the feet of Jesus and not running around like everybody else and occupied with good things. No, she has chosen the better part. The work that she's after is to win me. The work that she's after is, praise be to God, to be my wife. Well, what was she doing? Just receiving from him. Isn't that just amazing? Isn't that just wonderful? See, the after effects is what will happen in your life of faith coming into your life and hearing the Word of God. People get it so backwards because we want to live by flesh. They start hearing about the Lord. Oh, I got to do something. That's just your natural reaction. You got a zeal, and the zeal becomes your flesh. But you need a zeal that's according to knowledge. And the knowledge is in one place. It's in the Word of God. And the knowledge is to know Him. And you know what knowing Him is? Is to know the love of Christ. To know every bit of it. And how intense. And how intimate. And how powerful. And where it will place you with Him in glory forever. That's knowing our Lord. Praise His name. Now, that is why we are here. But so ironically, or maybe the better word would be so sadly, one of the most overlooked and ignored and paramount truths in the Word of God is the vital need to hear the Word of God. Because again, hearing the Word of God is the only way that you will continue, and it is the only way that you will grow in faith. Brothers and sisters, it is all by faith. That's it. Throughout the Word of God, it's because they believed God. There's things and commentaries and all about, well, it was this way under the law. No, it was the people of God, even Abraham. Abraham believed God. And there was no law at that time. Do you know that? The law had not even come. Moses did not follow the law. He couldn't. He believed God. He believed God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace that has always been. And praise the Lord that it's faith, praise God, that grows us up and matures us. But without that, without the faith, brothers and sisters, without the Word of God, we grow weak. As Paul said many times, I beseech you, brethren. Well, I beseech you, brethren, be saturated in the Word of God. Stay in it daily, praise God, always. And praise God, it says that we need to be taught the Word of God. Not just for a time, continually, to be encouraged of the Word of God. Now, I tell people this and they say, well, how do you know? How can you make such a bold statement? Because the Word of God tells us so. In Acts 20, 32, it says, it's the Word of His grace that builds us up. Did you hear that? It's the Word of His grace that builds us up and gives us an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. Amen. That's it. It is the Word of His grace. In Ephesians 4:15, it tells us speaking truth in love. Did you hear that? Speaking truth in love. That's our whole life, believe it or not, in that speaking. It's our lifestyle, our mannerisms, everything. But speaking truth in love, you grow up into Christ in all things. I could go on and on in the Word of God and how many more verses that we could quote. But brothers and sisters, any spiritual growth in your life will only come one way, and that's by the Word of God. That's it. It's not going to come through religious ceremony. It's not going to come through joining a church or passing a class. It's going to come through the Word of God. And as the Word of God tells us, the Word works effectually in them that believe it. Well, how are you going to believe the Word of God if you're not hearing it? It's what it is. And praise Jesus, he wants us to hear the word of God. I want to even be more bold in telling people and not trying to be polite. I want to be loving, but you need to hear the word of God. If you go to church and you're in a church where you do not hear the word of God, and I'm not talking about, well, it was in the program. Well, praise God, it was in the program. But as he told Timothy, Timothy, preach the word. Don't dance around the word. Don't try to make it something that, well, we can take a piece of it and then we can talk about something that may apply to somehow this world or politics or some cause that we think. Preach the word of God and preach the whole counsel of God. Well, why do we do this? Well, first of all, we know it pleases God. Second of all, we know that, praise God, it builds faith. And I'll tell you what, in that faith, my goodness, we need faith. Because without the word of God, we cannot fight the good fight of faith. Do you realize that? See, that's what you're fighting, the good fight of faith. Amen? So you don't fight any other battle but faith. You fight every moment of your life to believe God. Because the world comes at you, again, as the Lord allows the enemy to come at you to get your eyes off the word of God, off of faith, and start to be occupied with things that aren't true. Well, you can say, well, that's a reality. It's something that's happening in my life. Well, I understand it's a reality. It's something happening in your life. But the reality is all of that is in your life by faith. Every illness, every sickness you'll ever have. Your family situations, your marriage, your children, whether you're single. God knows. It's all by faith. If we become occupied with our thoughts, and again, with all of these talk shows and the know-how-to shows, and from Springer to Phil to whatever these things are, God help you. And he's there to help you. But the help's not going to come from man. The help is going to come from the word of God. It truly is. You start doing that kind of stuff, and it's a Band-Aid on a nowhere. It's already dead. People said of putting Band-Aid on a cancer, it's like putting a Band-Aid on a corpse. I don't mean to be so graphic, but that's what it is. It's just dead stuff. Man's wisdom is foolishness. It's emptiness. Matter of fact, it's very deadly. Very deadly. We live by the faith. We live by the faith of the Son of God. Don't try to live other way. Don't. By God's grace, pray for me. I don't want to live any other way. We have a battle every moment. We have a fight every day. We have a fight as we turn from this to this to this to this. But the fight is always the same thing. It's not that circumstance. I'm not fighting in my job. I'm not fighting for my family. I'm fighting for faith. I'm fighting to believe God. I'm fighting to stand upon the promises of God, which are yea and amen, that he that is faithful and true. See, without the word, brothers and sisters, we stagger at the promises of God. I do not want to stagger. I do not want to hesitate. I do not want to be slow to believe him. And without the word in my life, brothers and sisters, I will be slow to believe him. Without giving the more earnest heed to the things which I have heard, I will let them slip. Without hearing the word of God, the word tells us very clearly what happens to our lives. It becomes a shipwreck. It's a wreck. And the reason it becomes a wreck is because when you put away or remove yourself from the word of God, you're removing yourself from faith. You're separating yourself from faith. It's the word of our Lord. We can get around and say, well, I'm believing God and I'm believing God. Well, praise God that in a sense you're believing God, but the only way that we have faith is to hear the word of God. How important is this? Ephesians 6:16. In Ephesians 6:16, it tells us above all. When you hear those two words, above all in the word of God, pay attention. Really pay attention. You know what above all is here? And he's talking about the whole armor of God. But he says, above all, taking the shield of faith, the word of God. Know it. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all. Isn't that precious? All. Not some, not part. See, this is his armor. All of the fiery darts of the wicked. You got a doubt today? You need more word. Period. That's it. That is a period. That is what it is. Because it's God. It's God. Hallelujah. It's God and he's for you. He's so for you. And if he be for you, who could be against you? Oh my. That's how important our faith is, brothers and sisters. All the fiery darts of the wicked. All of them. He has no power with that shield of faith. Praise God. Before us, taking that. Praise God. See, faith, brothers and sisters, in Jesus Christ, this shield of faith, it causes us to be invincible, full overcomers. And people look at me, and I'm talking Christians, you're nuts. No, that's the word of God. It's what is true. It's what is true. And what is true, praise his name, is this. We are more than conquerors. Amen? We are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. Does it not also say that we can do all things? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now again, think of that one more time about the alls in that. We are more than conquerors. That's even beyond an all. But yet, he says, if you don't get that, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's amazing, brothers and sisters, how, again, this faith in Christ is our shield. Hallelujah. He is our buckler. And yet, so often, you think of this, we distance ourselves from the truth. We distance ourselves from yielding to his perfect will for us. We do not want to gather to hear the word of God. Oh, people will gather to go to church. People will gather to go to church to feel good, to go through a ceremony. But brothers and sisters, without the word of God, there is no growing, there is no knowing the word of God, and there is no faith. And without faith, God is not pleased. I do not want you to waste your time. I don't. I want you to hear the word of God and go after more of the word of God. Brothers and sisters, faith is the conduit that taps into the infinite reservoir of grace. It is. It is. It's grace, hallelujah, through faith. Grace through faith. So you see, this faith is like this giant pipeline. Can be. Into this infinite reservoir of grace. Amen? It's just infinite. But the problem is most of God's precious people are so starved of the word of God that their pipeline is itty-bitty pixie straw. Huh? How much faith you want? I want all of it. Yes, I heard a couple say, I want all of that faith. I want the most holy faith. I want, that's the most set apart faith unto God. Crazy faith. Like David, I'm delirious. I'm panting after him. He so absolutely loves and adores me. His love is so unconditionally for me. That's the conduit, praise God, I want him to set in my heart to receive grace. And I receive that grace, and it's going to transform my life. Transform me from glory to glory into his very image. So, once again, here we are. Do we really want to go after God? Huh? Has he given you a heart this morning? And he has. He really has. Has he given you that heart that really wants to please him? Huh? I believe you know it. I believe he has let you know it. Then it's going to be by one thing, by faith. It's going to be by faith. And if it's the heights of faith that we're after, it's only going to be the full gospel. It's only going to be all that gospel. It's only going to be all the things of God. Nothing withheld that will perform that in your life. I was thinking about these kids that have gone off to college, and we've had some to be these engineers and things like that. Well, let me tell you something. If you have an aspiration to be some great mathematician or scientist or something of that nature, and let's say you've got all of the ability and you've got all of the ambition to go after it, but if you never took a class past subtraction and addition, you're not going to get very far. You're just not. You can have all of the aptitude, but if you're not taught that, you'll never get there. It doesn't just happen. It doesn't. And then, let's say you even go a little bit further. Let's say you get geometry and algebra and things like that. And that's great, and you've gone further. But if it's the heights you're after, you know very well those that have become engineers and different things like that in this place, you'll never get there. You got to go on to those calculus things and math analysis and whatever it is, rocketry physics and blah, 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 things that just burst my head. But you know where this is going. It's the same way with the Word of God. And Paul said it this way, and I love how the Word of God brings it down so simple. You want to go after all of it, you need to feed on strong meat. That's it. The Word of God uses those things for a very direct purpose. Don't mess around. Don't just hit and miss. Don't just think that it's going to be by hearing milk. Milk can taste very good, and it does. And milk sometimes can have some ice cream in it, and it can be a milkshake, and it tastes wonderful. But I'm going to tell you something, brothers and sisters. If you just kept drinking milkshakes, God help all of us. And it's the truth. But see, you go after strong meat, you'll have milkshake along the way. You will. Every time we come in here, just think of this precious, really, this continuing faith that we've had today. He's given us from the moment of salvation to praise God to ruling and reigning jointly with him in the midst of the throne. It's always there, isn't it? See, it's in that strong meat, it's a table that's fully set. It's every course that you'll ever have. But brothers and sisters, if that's the height and that's the goal, it's going to be Paul's gospel. It's going to be through a preacher and a teacher that by the grace of God will not withhold a thing. And we have got to awaken. And I mean it, every life in here, every young person in here, every person that may be discouraged, every person that may even be indifferent, every person that may even think that they know too much. We have to know who we are. And as that sweet sister and brother sang, we have to know who he is. And what is our calling and who is our head. And that our life is nothing else but the gospel of Christ. For we are not of the world. We are just passing through. And the only lasting peace and rest and joy and accomplishment that we'll ever have in our life is right here. In this word, by faith. That's who you are. Take it this morning. Ask him as we close this up and we sing and pray. Lord, make it real like never before. If it's never been real to me, Lord, in Jesus' name, make it known to me that my life lives by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, glory. And in Jesus' name, they went a-singing. Praise God. Oh, glory to Jesus. Let's stand and sing a song here, brother. What do you got for us today? 125? In the red. 125 in the red book. I do encourage you to let the praise that's coming through you continue. Come and worship Him this morning. Let Him know how thankful you are for His love to you.